Well, hello everyone. I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show, and Gina and I have watched the last two episodes of Love Island. And Gina, you just got back in town, so how was your trip?
It was good. I'm still like reminiscing, and from Vegas, it was. I spent maybe 40 hours in Vegas total. My flight was late here because there was a heavy windstorm, and so some flights were diverted and whatnot. So luckily, I wasn't on the flight that was diverted. So I basically. We got in, it was like 1:30 in the morning, arrived to the hotel at like MGM Park at like 2 a.m., fell asleep, and then had breakfast, and then met the love of my life, Mr. Donnie Wahlberg. Oh my God. Yeah, he has a chokehold on my heart. So yeah, what
Great.
did
It sounds fun. Quick trip. I call those a quick hop. Whenever I'm somewhere really quickly, I call that a quick hop. When I'm just
Yeah.
in and out, like Pepe with Grayson, just in and out, quick hop.
No.
Nothing
So,
quick, nothing serious.
yeah.
So, what did you think of the episode where they had to stand on business, right? Standing on business was the blank postcards where they got to say horrible, terrible, horrific things about each other, and then they didn't even have to sign it. So, how did you feel about that?
I thought it was so creative. It's so messy and creative. And it was like the movie Mean Girls, basically. But it was necessary, right? There's
Wait,
so much.
what was the name of that book in Mean Girls? They had a
The Burn
book,
Book.
the
The
Burn
Burn Book.
Book. Yeah, so this was basically like the pages of the Burn Book, but you were reading them the stuff that
Yeah.
people wrote about you. That's such a good analogy, Gina. I didn't think about it, but that basically was like you were reading the Burn Book about you in front of the people who wrote it. So it was messy. It was mean. It was messy. And I guess I was a little shocked at how savagely cruel they were, because they act like everybody likes each other, right? Like in the grand scheme of things, everybody looks like they get along and everybody looks like things are great. But I guess deep down, they hate each other, which is normal, right? When you're living with people and then you're actually sleeping in the same bed with somebody that you just met, which I would never do, by the way, because remember they said that Amaya snores. That's like a huge deal breaker for me. Like snoring, I can't deal with snoring because I'm a very light sleeper. So like I couldn't do that, because if the person next to me is snoring, I would remove them or I like kick them out of the bed, because I've
But
never
at the
been.
same time, like she has no control over it, of her
I'm
snoring.
not blaming her. I'm not blaming her, but I'm just saying I can't sleep in the bed with somebody that snores, because I would never sleep. Like I'm
Don't
one of no, Gina, I'm one of those people.
snore.
If you leave the TV on, I'll never fall asleep because I'll watch it all night until the next day. You know how some people can turn on the TV and fall asleep? I can't. Like I have to have silence and darkness in order for me to go to sleep. Like if you leave the TV on, I'll watch every rerun of Friends until tomorrow. Like I will never go to sleep.
Oh God, no! I need the TV on, like the TV or like an episode, a horror, like not horror, but like true crime. I need something on, and then I'll like pass out. But yeah, I just didn't like how everybody was ganging up with her. I was literally at the airport watching the episode when I was leaving on my departure to Vegas, and I literally wanted to like punch somebody in the face. I wanted to hurt them all for hurting my girl Maya. I was just like, oh, what are you doing to me? Right. But people were getting things off their chest, that, and I respect that. And it's just the approach itself and how like she's getting attacked from every which direction, which is very like uncalled for
Well,
with the guys. Like, shut your face, you're just a boy. Sit down, shut up.
Zach thought it would be a good time for him to air out some of their personal issues.
You've known her for 30 seconds. You need to sit down and shut your face, boy.
We're gonna get into more of that later because Zach said
Yeah.
some stuff tonight that was a little disturbing. So
Yeah.
we'll get into that, but I'm trying to look through here and see if there was anything else that I wanted to bring up.
Oh, Huda, she just can't take the heat.
Well, okay, so they attacked Huda. I think it was Shelly. And they called her out and Huda, she immediately cries and becomes a victim anytime someone blames her for something. So it kind of gets old really quick because it's like you wouldn't have to cry all the time if you would just stop being horrible to people. And they brought up girl code. So does girl code apply when you're on Love Island? Because I think the point of Love Island is to build connections and stay on the island and avoid being purged. So does girl code apply when you're on a game show? Because I feel like sometimes when you're on a game show, you have to, it's every man for themselves, right? Like you have to think about and move in a way that saves your own ass. You can't really be worried about other people.
Well, girl code always applies, but they're unraveling things that are like not part of girl code of what you should do, what you shouldn't do. They're unraveling all that about Huda, and they know that. So, and ev like a lot of people do like Shelly, so that's the problem, right? They like
Well,
Shelly and.
Shelly was the one that was telling who Huda kissed, right? Isn't that what she was doing? And a lot of people feel like that was a violation of girl code. Even I think Chris said it. Chris was like, that's not your place to say, what happened in the speakeasy between two other people. How do you feel about that? Because some people feel like Huda shouldn't have done it, but other people.
No, she shouldn't because it's none of her dang mass business.
So whose side are you on? Are you on Shelly's side? Because Shelly was the one that kind of aired that out to the group. Because that was a personal thing. Nobody knew. So I guess what the girls are trying to say is when you tell one of your girls something in confidence, they're not going to use it against you in the group. And that's kind of what Shelly did, right? She used that information as a weapon to.
She used it because she was what Huda did as a like a clapback.
But two wrongs don't make a right, right? Like
I
you can't.
know, but sometimes we have to be, girls are petty. You have to remember that. We are very petty people. So this
I
was the, so what are you going to do? You can't act ratchet in front of the TV, right? You have to present yourself classier. This was the only way she can fight back. She had to defend herself basically, right? Like by saying, by doing, by her actions, because let's face it, Huda would have done the same shit. She would have thrown Shelly under the bus.
I mean, it's a game show, right? Like at the end of the day, I don't know. I feel like they have the wrong approach. Like the girls all act like they're sisters and the guys all act like they're brother. And it's like that's the wrong approach when it's a game show because I wouldn't throw my brother or sister under the bus. But when it comes to winning a show and it's somebody that I don't know, I'm gonna throw you underneath the bus and then I'm gonna help the bus plow over you because I'm trying to win. So I think I would enter the house with a different mindset. I think that they're entering in like, oh, these are going to be my friends for life. That's kind of not how this works. I mean, I guess it could be you could find a friend for life or whatever, but if you're actually playing the game the right way, you are going to be thinking more about yourself than other people. And I would go in the house thinking more about myself. I think a lot of people they invest too much time in this is my friend, and I can't do this because this is my friend. At the end of the day, somebody has to find a connection in order to win the money, right? So at the end of the day, you're gonna have to do what you gotta do.
Of course, right? You gotta win that that money, and you gotta gain followers, and you gotta just do different things like that to make you stay afloat.
So Alandria got her chance to talk to Taylor, right? She called him out. And she basically said how she felt, which I thought was very overdue. I think that he's been doing her wrong for a long time. She ain't really said anything. And I actually think that he's a clown. That's just my opinion. I think he's a clown. And he then weaponized the fact that he needed to pick between Clark and Taylor, and he used that time to pick Clark, which is fine. Nobody's mad about that, but it's the way he did it, right? I feel like he did it in the most hurtful way. He wanted it to hurt. He wanted it to sting. So he wanted her to feel worthless, and I feel like that's just wrong, right? I feel like there's a right and a wrong way to let somebody down. You know how they say let them down easy? I feel like he wanted to destroy her. And you gotta question people like that. Like, why do you want to destroy people? Like, why did why?
Exactly. I think he was just using her.
Well, I mean, it's
Because everybody likes Alondra. Like she is like she's a an awesome friend. She is like a great like she's a great person from what we can see on TV, and everybody likes her on the villa. So
he doesn't move
basically
like a
saw
snake.
that as an opportunity.
Well, she doesn't move like a snake. And I guess what you're saying is his strategy was to latch on to someone that everyone liked, and maybe their love for her would spill over to him and he would be safe. And it did work for a while, right? It did. He was safe for a while, but his true colors have always been shining through, right? Like it wasn't as obvious earlier on, like what he did when he basically told Taylor, "I don't want you, I want Clark," and he did it the way that he did it. I think that was who he really is. I think that he definitely shielded his nasty side for a while, but eventually, you know, a tiger can only hide its stripes for so long. You're gonna eventually know what you're dealing with. And I think that Alandria's acceptance and love and friendship of everyone around in America only could protect him so much. And I think America was, well, in the next episode, the one that we watched tonight, America was definitely catching on to what Gina, what we've been saying all along. Like, I thought for sure that Ace was gonna be up for elimination because he's just plain awful. Like, he's awful to everyone. He's just terrible. And I don't know where America was with that, but they definitely understood this situation with Taylor, and they put him exactly where he needed to be. So I wanted to ask you, in this next episode, they got rid of like what, five people? Count that right? Is it five? I think so.
I know,
So
but yeah, let's.
we'll get there, but how did you feel about the America's vote? Because I'm going to get into some of the America's vote in a minute. And there was like who was the most genuine, who is boyfriend or girlfriend material. I'm trying to think, what else did they say? There was a bunch of different categories where we voted, right? Well, I think you voted because they don't let you vote because they're not very nice to Canadians for some reason.
No. And I
But
tried to download the app in Vegas. It did not work.
that's so weird because you were on US internet, so it's weird that it didn't work. That's like really like gatekeeping, if you ask me
I
personally.
know. Okay, so I'm on the Love Island Instagram page, their official Instagram page, and here's what the categories were.
Okay,
Or
cool.
excuse me.
I was trying to remember them all, but there was a lot.
Rank the couple you'd want to vacation with from most to least.
Okay, yeah, I remember that one. And there
And
was.
then the least genuine and best boyfriend material and most least for the girls. Most to least genuine, and then the secrets one.
Oh, yeah, who would keep your deepest and darkest secrets? Okay, yeah, I remember now. So I just want to say that America was pretty good at I feel like we were kind of on the same page on a lot of it, and then America was a little bit off, but we'll get into that. But for some reason, like, the girls were putting Zach as the least genuine, and Asen Taylor should have been in that spot. And I was just like, I don't know. I feel like the girls are definitely off. And I was really happy that America was going to help them because they've been, saving the wrong people for a long time. So I was like, I'm going to need America to step in and make some real logical decisions here because we can't keep Asen Taylor in these, like, oh, he's genuine or he's boyfriends are like, what do you mean? And what, like, if that's what you think boyfriend material is, you're gonna be single for your whole life. Like, what do you mean? I think
Exactly.
the girls put Ace as the best boyfriend material. And I was like, okay, y'all are crazy. 'Cause I was like, that's what you really believe. And Shelly is crazy to even believe that. And I was just really confused by it. And then Shelly thought that she was the most trustworthy when isn't Shelly the one that called Huda out for kissing people? I was like, I don't know, y'all really do things and then think that y'all are not doing them because I was like, y'all are crazy to think that. But I guess delusion and denial go hand in hand, right? Like you can do something and then still not hold yourself accountable for it. So I'm assuming that's what happened. But I want to say America voted Amaya as the most trustworthy, and
She was number one for everything, every category.
I was like, so everyone does see Amaya for who she is. It's just the guys in the house, in the villa, that don't. Because I used to think that maybe it was me. I was like, am I the only one that thinks that Amaya is not horrible and everybody else thinks she is? But no, America also can see that she's pretty much the most loyal, genuine girlfriend material, trustworthy person in the house. And I think it's weird to me that so many people don't see that. And oh, I want to talk about this thing that Zach said. So Zach said that when he kissed her, he actually didn't want to kiss her. And he was like, but I did it anyway and I shouldn't have. And I was like, what is happening right now? Why would you kiss somebody that you don't want to kiss unless you're just trying to get a spot in the villa, right? Because that's crazy to me because he was like, yeah, I don't want to kiss you. I'm not attracted to you. I was like, but you picked her.
Exactly.
Like, I'm really, really confused. And
I
that's,
think he's also just using her.
I think, yeah, no, I agree with you, actually. Yeah, see, I think that he is. I think that he saw her as an easy target because she's been rejected and she's been beaten down and she doesn't know her worth. And I think that he was like, oh, I can just tell her anything. And she'll believe it. And he did. He told her whatever she wanted to hear, and he got a spot in the house. But the way that he acts repulsed by her, it really bothers me. I was like, what are you repulsed by? There's nothing wrong with this girl. You don't have to want to marry her, but you don't have to act like she's repulsive. Like that's crazy to me. What's repulsive about her? He's like, I don't want to be intimate with you. I don't want to kiss you. I don't. And I was like, why? What's wrong with her? Because at the end of the day, you picked her. You could have picked anybody else, right? You picked her. So at the end of the day, you chose her over other people, and now you're telling me that you don't want to be anywhere near. So I'm gonna need you to explain to me what the fuck you did that for. Like, why would you pick her?
Exactly, because he's just using her.
Yeah, I don't like him. Remember, I think the last podcast we did, I said they were my favorite couple. Boy, did that not age well, Gina. That didn't age well at all. Like
That took
before,
you like a podcast to see his true colors.
I was excited because it seemed like he really liked her. And I guess she was fooled, and so was I. Because I was
Yeah.
like, oh, he likes her. He genuinely is interested in her. They're building a connection. They kissed. He ain't like her. I guess after he kissed her, he went and washed his face with bleach. I guess, like, I was really crazy, like, confused because I was like, damn, he didn't just shock me and fool me. He fooled her and he fooled everybody else. And I think that he's a snake. And you gotta watch out for people that are snakes like that because he really did fool me.
Exactly. And like Amaya's getting along well with what's his face too as well. The tatted guy. Oh my gosh, I can't remember his name.
The tattooed guy? Are you talking about,
Brian.
oh, the one that I thought was Pepe. I thought Brian and Pepe were the same person for like two episodes. Gina, why didn't you tell me that they were different people? I didn't realize that Brian and Pepe were two separate people. I thought that they were the
Because
same.
he jumped from on the Tuesday episode or whatnot, like the Mean Girls Burn Book episode. It's just like you guys just don't understand how like Latin people are so passionate because he gets it. But
Well, yeah, I mean, I did see that. I don't know. I saw them like on screen next to each other, and then I was like, oh my God, those are two different people. I thought that he was they were the same. And then I was really embarrassed because I was like, well, now I seem really like insensitive because I didn't realize that they were different people. And then I was like, shit, how did I do that? One has a beard and one doesn't. And I was like, damn, I don't know. But I was like, dang, I didn't realize that they were different people. So I felt bad. So I had to say on Twitter that I got that wrong and I felt bad.
yeah, pretty much. But who else do we have? And then I think Shelly's seeing like, and when America cast their vote, she did say something to the lines of, y'all are seeing something completely different from Ace than what I am seeing. There must be something going on.
I mean, I think I tweeted out. I was like, welcome to reality because we've always seen this. I think you're the only one, Shelly, that hasn't seen this. I think she said something like, I'm starting to look at him sideways. And I was like, we've been looking at him sideways this whole time. I don't know where you've been. Welcome to the club, though. I'm glad that you're here with us now. But
You
we've always.
finally made it to the real planet rather than being blindsided.
Yeah, I was just I'm just glad that she's finally seeing the light for what it is because for so long she's been letting this dude skate by and disrespect her and treat her like crap. So I was like, at least you are actually seeing what we see now because I was wondering if my eyesight was the problem because I was like, is she seeing what I see? Because he basically builds her up and tears her down every week. He makes it seem like he's interested in her and then.
He only wants her. He only wants her when somebody else is with her. That's when he's just like making her breakfast all the time, doing these little like yoga mini dates or whatnot with her. He only wants her when he can't, when he's not with her.
Well, I don't, yeah, I think you're right. He doesn't want her at all, but as long as they were linked together, he was going to be safe. And I think that, he needed to keep his safety net.
It's the same game that Taylor's playing, but Taylor just got exposed more, like exposed for his like shadiness quicker.
Everyone turned on him pretty quickly too, which I think is funny because
I
everyone.
what did I say? I'm like, people are gonna turn on him.
I thought people were going to turn on Ace too, but they didn't. It's taken them a little longer to understand his evil game because no one has really turned on him yet. And I'm like, y'all, what's going on? I feel like y'all should be at least closer to understanding this evil game that he's playing. But nah, he
But
was.
Ace was like bought at the bottom basically with a lot of them.
Well,
He
yeah, he
was
was vulnerable.
ninth place for least genuine and eighth for boyfriend material.
Yeah, he skated by the skin of his teeth and he didn't get in the elimination, which I thought was insanity because I was like questioning America. I was like, I'm gonna send all of you guys a referral to a psychiatrist because I don't know why y'all did not put him up for elimination. So Austin, Taylor, and TJ went up for elimination. And I think Jaden and somebody else, Audrina.
It was Adriana, which I liked her. She was hot. TJ, Grayson, Austin, and Jaden.
Oh shit, there was a lot of them. So, how did you feel about the people that were up for elimination? Obviously, Taylor was correct. I mean, I've been wondering how Austin has been skating along for so long. So he finally slipped through the cracks and finally got eliminated, which I thought was going to happen much sooner in the season because I really didn't understand what he was still doing here. But I felt the same way about Ace and Taylor as well. But Austin, though, like, you know, I've been asking you for weeks now, like, how is he still here? Like,
Since the beginning, you've been like, wait, how is he still here? How is he skating by? How is he doing this? But like, you know me, at the end of the day, I was team Austin just because of what happened on our lot, and I shared the news in our last podcast. So I was like team Austin. But like, none of the girls really got to know him.
he
None of
never
them.
really had a real connection with anyone. He's gotten coupled with people, but it wasn't like anything substantial or real, and nothing
Exactly.
stuck. So I was just like, I don't know. I don't object to him being up for purge. I was just really confused as to why Ace was not there. Like TJ, I understand why he was up for purge because he's like, he doesn't really have a personality. He doesn't bring anything to the island. He's just there. He exists. So
Yeah. He's
I
like a lump, a bump on the log or whatnot. He's
well,
just
yeah.
the
So
log.
I understood why he slipped through the cracks in the votes because you probably forgot about him until you swiped to the next person and you saw him and you're like, oh yeah, he's there. Because he didn't bring anything substantial. So I wasn't like, oh, why is he there? I understood it. And obviously, Austin, I understood that. Adriana or whatever her name is, I was surprised that she was up for elimination. I know that she's new though, so I know when America's picking their favorites, we have people that we've loved from the beginning. So I knew that
Exactly.
she didn't have that advantage of, you know, everyone loving her from the beginning. She was new. We were literally just getting to know her. I was still trying to spell her name correctly when they voted her off. So I was like, damn. So she definitely didn't have the home court advantage when it came to that. So it didn't surprise me that she ended up there. I was just happy that Amaya wasn't up for elimination again. Like,
Right.
I was just happy. You got to be happy for the little things. I was like, okay, Amaya, I see you. You are not up for elimination. Okay, finally.
Exactly. Like, my girl Amaya, I love her. Like, yeah, I was so happy when America really saw like a true, like, you know, like voted her three times, and even she said it. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm here. Like, I haven't moved this pedestal. I'm in first place for everything. And I think it made her like boost her confidence that America is behind her.
Yeah, we always have been. It's just been the people in the villa that haven't. I don't know what their problem is. I've always been on her team. So I
Yeah.
don't know what everybody else is seeing, but I've always been there for it. And oh, Grayson. Oh, so I wanted to mention that Grayson did not, Pepe didn't stand behind her. And I
No.
thought that was kind of shady. I mean, I know that he said he didn't have like a really big connection with her, but he just kind of left her standing there. It's kind of rude. And he stood behind Taylor.
Yeah.
So that definitely showed where his loyalty was, which I thought was kind of shady. I mean, your tongue has been in her mouth and she slept in your bed. You could have at least tried to save her. You know, like if she needed oxygen, you could have gave her CPR. You know, like damn, you just made it seem like she didn't mean nothing to you. That was kind of shady for me.
That was completely shady. And like I said, I think what's his face? Pepe has a motive as well, because he sees how tight Ace, Nick, and Taylor are, right? So he saw like, oh shit, these people are standing with him and Clark. Like, maybe I should. Looks like he is the most loved person for some reason between everybody. I don't know why. I should jump on that ship as well to save him, because
Oh,
he
so
sees the connection.
that seemed like the best crowd to be associated with, right?
Yes.
Like, because if I needed them, they would help me. Because look at what they're doing for Taylor. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Exactly.
Because it's like, well, if I was in Taylor's shoes, I would want this type of support, right? I would want these people standing behind me. So he was like, I'm gonna join this group because this group seems to be loyal to Taylor no matter the situation. Because let's be honest.
Exactly.
Taylor sucks. So the fact that they were still loyal to him and still tried to save him, it shows that they are ride or die. And those are the people that you want on your side when you need people the most. So yeah, that was kind of a a power move, right? It was
That was a
like,
smart power move on his end. That was a, I have to give him credit. Credit is due. That is a smart power move on his end.
I mean, you have to think strategically when it comes to this. It's not just because when you think about it, you're like, oh, I'm gonna save this person. But you have to think about who you save and the stance that you take. It's kind of like a political stance in this situation. Like who you try to help, it paints a picture of how people feel about you in the future. So you can't help the wrong people because if you help the wrong person, then you might be isolated by everyone. So you have to kind of jump on the train of, ooh, who does everyone support? I'm gonna jump on that train so I can get their support.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know why May Sierra voted for Taylor either. I have no idea what she was thinking. No idea.
I don't either. Where's the girl code?
Exactly. So with
Where's the sisterhood? Like that was a weird thing for me because I didn't even know that they were close. So
exactly.
that was
So
a weird move, a weird flex. I was like, so you're gonna save him after all of this sisterhood, girl code, loyalty talk that I've heard from you. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna literally go and stand behind the guy who's been the most disrespectful to to girls that he possibly can be, and you're gonna stand behind him. I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing.
yeah, it, like I'm like, did you just go because your boyfriend, or not boyfriend, you're like, you know, whoever you're partnering with is, sorry, my phone went off. Whoever you're partnering with is because they like they're buddy buddy. Absolutely not. You could have chosen a girl, and you didn't have to go to Taylor. He already had it in the bag. She was the last one.
Yeah, it was a
Or
weird
second to
vibe.
last one.
I feel like the girls should always stick by each other, right?
Right?
Because
Like I was kind of surprised to see, like I'm like, you know, okay, again, Team Austin. But like I'm glad Alondra stuck up for Austin as well at the end of the day.
she was the only one.
She was the only one.
Which I think is crazy because he's been there since the beginning and he built a lot of friendships with people. So the fact that not one single person tried to save him other than Olandria, I think that that shows how two-faced people are.
Of course, but he called Alondria too, his BFF.
Well, yeah, he did. He had a lot of good friendships though in the house. So the idea that people were just like, if he's gonna go, he's gonna go. It just shows that people are definitely thinking about themselves, which they should be, but
Of course.
you should be very mindful of your loyalty because he was pretty loyal to a lot of people in the house, and then when he needed them the most, they didn't come through. So you got to be
Yeah.
careful.
So they called each other BFFs, so in the house, even though maybe it didn't really seem like it, like on TV, but obviously they might have formed like a friend connection like during that time. So he probably told her about the surgery or whatnot if they're BFFs, right? But it just wasn't shown, right? Because it wasn't really a, like a connection. It was more of a friendship.
Yeah, they probably had a friendship off camera or whatever, because I guess
Yeah.
there's stuff we don't get to see. But yeah, this was crazy though. They voted so many people off. This was like insane to me because we usually lose one boy, one girl, or sometimes we only lose
Or
one
two
person.
or something like that. Never this much. Never this much. But again, we don't know what's happened in the past seasons because we're new to this. We're new to this show. So yeah, we don't know
Well,
what happened in the
it's,
past season.
yeah, I was like, are they gonna bring a whole bunch of new bombshells in? But I was like, at the end of the
Right?
day,
That's what
though.
I thought too. That's what I thought too. Like, are they bringing in new people now again? Or what's going on? Right?
Well,
But
I think at the end of the day, they have to narrow it down because at the end, there can only be so many people left, right? So they have to eventually stop bringing new people in so we can get down to the final so many couples so we can
yeah.
see who wins. So I was like, maybe we're done. After Casa Amor, maybe we're done getting new people. Cause I was like, maybe now we're getting down to who, the last people standing, and that's how they're gonna determine who wins. Cause you know, we're like I said, like you said, we're new. We don't know how this is gonna go. But I know if they keep bringing people in every week, we're never going to get to the end. So I'm assuming that might be it.
Yeah, so like I don't know what week we're on, but it's like I think it's 5 weeks. So I don't know what they, again, I don't know what week we're on basically when it comes to this, but it does look like we are on week five. So I think those are the last people standing.
So it says that the season finale will air on Sunday, July 13th.
Yeah, that's coming up.
That's in 9 days.
So,
So,
okay, let's figure out the episodes, right? Because we know there's no episodes on Wednesdays or Saturdays. So there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's only 7 episodes.
wow, we're really close to the end. I didn't realize. So yeah, we're probably not going to be getting any more new people because this is getting closer to the end. So now the couples and the people we have now is going to be based on what they do and how things go from there. It's crazy because
Yeah, there's like 14 people left.
oh, so seven couples. Wait, is everyone coupled or we got some non-couples mixed in there? I
I
think we
think we've
got.
got some non-couples in there. We have, okay, Ace is with Shelly, but Lord only knows for how long. Amaya, well, she basically told
Well.
Zach to go fly a kite. Brian, who I can't remember who he's with. Shelly is with Ace. Chris is with Huda.
And
Brian is single because
Olandria.
Chris is with
Olandria is
Huda. Yeah.
single.
Sierra's with Nick. Clark's with Taylor. Elon is single. He's with Chris. Iris is still in there, but she's with was with TJ. Nick is with Sierra. Andrea's single. Pepe's single. And then Taylor. That's it.
Well, I think Iris is gone. Iris got voted off. Didn't she?
Did she?
I thought so.
No.
She's still there?
Yeah. It was Gracelyn, Jaden. Who else? Sorry, it was Gracelyn, Jaden, TJ, Gracelyn, Austin, and Andriana.
Oh, I don't remember seeing her though.
Because she wasn't on the chopping block. They had three girls and three guys. Remember, it was three of the lowest guys, three of the lowest girls. They
No,
can only.
I don't think Iris got eliminated tonight. I think she's been eliminated.
No, she's still in there.
I Googled it. It says she left. I'm not sure though. I'm just saying I'm not sure, but it says that she left Love Island.
No, I don't think so. She was with TJ. She saved TJ. There was only one or two people that saved TJ, and she was one of them.
I don't know. It's saying that she's not there no more. And I don't remember seeing her, but you might be right.
I know I'm right because she saved TJ.
I don't know. 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 I
He
don't
was
know.
the only one that she was the only one that saved him. Maybe there was another person that saved him, but she was like the only one that saved him. And she was like crying all about it at the end.
Okay, you're right. She was not voted off.
Oh,
You're right.
So.
It says that she wasn't. I just don't remember seeing her. So it's really weird.
Well, she's not really a like I said before, she's like yacht girl. So, yeah.
I don't know. There's pe every there's things online that said that she did get eliminated. So
I don't think so, but I did hear that I don't know, but they might get rid of Sierra.
why?
Why do you, using racial slurs as well?
Oh, that's not cool.
No. No, it wasn't a podcast. It was like, I forgot what I saw, but it was something along the lines of she got something done, maybe like, and she's just said that she looked, I'm not going to use the term that she used, but she looked like she was like Asian descent.
Oh no. That's not good.
Yeah, I sent you, yeah, I did send it to you. I sent it to you, I think. But people are saying that if they voted Leandra off, or not Leandra, what's her face off, then, or booted her out for using racial commentary, then she should also be taken out of there as well.
Oh man, that's crazy because she was probably gonna make it to the end. So that's gonna change everything because that's how Nick has made it this far. So yeah, that's gonna be a whole thing.
It's gonna get messy all over again, but like I said, like it's good that the production itself is taking a stand on any, they don't want to be affiliated or associated with anything that's gonna backlash to them, basically.
I mean, you can't control everything that people have done, you know?
No, you can't, but you also like, I would never post something like that using terms of those types of terms.
See,
Like, who raised you?
I don't agree with using that stuff, but at the end of the day, social media, people post everything. And it's like
Oh, I get that. I get
And
that.
she's been on the show for so long, it's like, what's the point of kicking her off now? You know, like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. You might be right. But at this point, we're like, what, a week away or 9 days away from the finale? And it's like, kicking her off now, it doesn't seem productive because
But
we're
then
so
the
close to the
production's going to
end.
get so much backlash if they don't.
Do people really get mad over this stuff anymore? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, people are saying, like, if they got rid of what's her face in the second episode because she went on a podcast and used a racial slur, then what makes this situation any different?
It's not different. It's not. I'm just saying, I think in 2025, the way that the world is, getting offended is like kind of old news, I guess. Like, if
Yeah.
you're gonna get offended, then you probably shouldn't leave your house anymore because everything is gonna offend you. The way people behave now, everything is gonna
Well,
offend you.
the video that I sent you to, I have it on mute, but the video that I sent you, there's one picture in the front and everyone's tagged in it except for her.
Huh, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, everyone's tagged in it. That Adriana Santos is tagged in it. The Amaya tagged in it. I think this is who is this one? Someone else is tagged in it, but everyone's tagged in it besides her in a selfie.
That's not good. I just
Yeah.
hope that we
I
can
think it,
get.
oh, Shelly's tagged in it, I think.
Hopefully, we can get through the season without them finding any more people to vote off. Because
Vote off.
we're
More
get our,
like.
I mean, to kick off, because we're getting invested in the show and then they have to go kick people off. And it kind of changes the dynamic of the show. You know, it's like, well, we are invested in these people and we're invested in these relationships. And then you go and kick them off because of something they did. And it's like, it changes the dynamic of the show and it changes the couplings and situation. I don't know. It just makes the show more unauthentic, right? Because we kept people here because we wanted to see this person with this person, and then they go and remove the person from the show, and then they leave somebody uncoupled, and it changes the outcome, right?
It does change the dynamic, but like I guess we'll see what production does if they decide to address it, if they decide to keep her. We'll see what they do with
Well,
it.
they don't
But
address nothing. Remember when
I know they didn't
Larissa?
address anything, but like I
Yeah,
said,
when
like
they just pretend like nothing happened. But it's that's my point. It would be really difficult to pretend like Sierra never happened when she was on so many episodes, right? Like that's my point. It's like, how do you go? Because Ulyssa, I think she was only on one or two episodes, right? So it wasn't super difficult to make it seem like she never happened. Because if you blink twice, you might have missed it. So it was easier. Because I think, Gina, you texted me and told me that she was gone. I hadn't even noticed yet.
yeah,
But
I did.
they wouldn't be able to pull one on me with Sierra. I would know if she wasn't there. She's been there the whole time. Like, that's not something that they could put past me, you know?
Exactly. So I don't know what they're going to do with this situation, if they're going to get rid of her or not, but if there aren't, people are going to be really upset.
Yeah, and did you see that? But Beyond the Villa premieres the same day as the finale. So
What
the
the fuck
new
is beyond the villa?
Love Island Beyond the Villa, that's where they go after the villa. Did you not know?
No.
Yeah, Love Island Beyond the Villa premieres on July 13th. And that's where they go to live after the villa. So just so you know, that is also starting at the same day that this season ends. And that's season one, Beyond the Villa season one.
What?
Yeah, so when you get a chance, look into that. It's where they end up after the villa.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, it's ending, but it's not ending. It's a continuation, if that makes sense.
Okay, because
Did I just
the overview says,
blow
well,
your mind? Did you not? I didn't know you didn't know that.
yeah, no, it says, okay, on the overview, it says following favorite season, six Islanders around LA as they navigate new careers, evolving friendships, newfound fame, and complex relationships outside of the Love Island villa.
Also, it's season six. It's not season seven, so we're not going to know who the people are because we didn't watch season six. So I didn't realize that. So yeah, it's season six people. So it's the people who were on last season. So it's going to be a little confusing because we don't know who they are.
Okay, then yeah, then there's no point to watch this.
Yeah,
But
we would have
no.
to step into the next season where it would be these people because then we would know who they were.
Yeah, follows everyone's favorite season six Islanders around LA. Okay, then yeah, I'm not gonna binge watch in one day, season six. So, but maybe. I'll have stuff to do on Saturday anyway, so I'll have to do laundry and stuff like that. So maybe not. I might be too tired from this trip, so.
We'll see. All right. So they didn't give me a preview for tomorrow's show. So I don't know what's going to happen. Just so
I
you know.
don't know what's gonna happen either. Like while I was on the flight, yes, I watched it coming back on the flight. It was great. It kept freezing on me, like my app, but it is everybody's using the same Wi-Fi. Everyone, like, it's free Wi-Fi, so everyone's using the same Wi-Fi. So I'm like, okay, I gotta stop, have this stop freezing. I gotta go on like YouTube or something and find it. So I just YouTubed it, and I didn't see a preview for tomorrow
Yeah, there
either.
wasn't one. There wasn't one, so they're being a little mysterious, but we'll find out. I know that there's gonna be a lot of
Hoopla and uproar.
a lot of restructuring, a lot of craziness with all these people gone. So we'll figure that out when we get there, but we'll wrap for tonight and we'll check back in with you guys with more season 7 drama. Because you know there will be
Yes.
more.
Yes,
So,
if it won't be tomorrow, we'll check in with everybody maybe on Saturday or Sunday.
yeah, one of those. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out,
Yeah.
guys. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Gina. And we'll talk to everybody really soon. And make sure you're live tweeting the show with us because it's a lot of fun talking to people about the show on Twitter because everybody has so many strong opinions. So it's really fun when people are like, oh, I hate this person. I'm like, oh my God, me too. So yeah, make sure you're following us and we'll live tweet with you.
Yes, definitely. Well, have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.